unknown. Every plan appears before me as I walk the path I've grown.
Money flows where appreciation goes.
Abundance comes to me.
Faith and service shape the future.
More than eyes can ever see.
When the heart believes in plenty,
life returns it generously.
A grateful heart sees wealth
everywhere,
and wealth comes flowing.
Ziegler said, "You were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win." Good morning, Freedom Crusaders. This is Jesse Joyous Jenkins, and I am welcoming all of you to another transformational day inside the Grow Rich Mastermind, the Good News Network. This is where purpose gets louder, where clarity gets brighter, and every single morning is a fresh chance to become the person you are wanting to be. Today is Triumphant and Thankful Thursday, May 28th. And if you're here, you have already made a decision to rise above average and lean into growth and expansion. So congratulations and give yourself a pat on the back. So happy you're here. And we are going to be honored with our amazing host today, Lori Sue Nathurda. She is an enthusiastic Freedom Crusader and honored recipient of the Guiding Voice Award. She lives in Eastern Washington and with her son, daughter-in-law, and three grandsons. She's building her online business while guiding students and adults to regulate their emotions, quiet anxiety, and reawaken their ability to learn, grow, and thrive. A lifelong teacher and encourager, she's passionate about growth, connection, and awakening the genius within. She's beyond grateful for the chance to serve this amazing community. And she has been showering us with some very powerful and meaningful, beautiful, incredible original songs and music as well. Cannot wait to what she's going to be sharing with us at the top of the hour. However, before that happens, I want to hear from all of you. So please let me know what your name is and where you're calling in.
Grand Rising Family with Angela Mason in Northern California.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, Kat.
Could have gone through that forever, but here we go, Lori Sue. It's all yours.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you so much for getting the energy up, for playing that fun song in the beginning. I actually looked up. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No. I'm just going along with you saying I love that song when I listen to it. It's such energy.
Thank you. Thank
I'll be quiet.
You. Yeah, I was looking up music around the world, and I am from the Netherlands. Of course, my last name is Lacerda. And so I was looking at their music, and that is the style of music for that song you played is from the Netherlands. So it is really fun. A lot of dancing and a lot of, they do a lot of dancing and singing is what I read. So beautiful. All right. And I'm sounding okay? Coming in good, Jesse?
Sounding awesome. Perfect.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, well, I am excited to be here. Grand Rising Sacred Souls, welcome to this Grow the Rich Mastermind. And we are wishing Ashley a beautiful and, safe travels for sure. And then just a beautiful outcome for her today. So whether you're lying in bed or you're driving in your car on the way to work or another destination, whether you're here with us live right now or maybe you're going to be listening on the replay, you showed up, and that matters more than you know. Life has a way of throwing you curveballs sometimes, but we're going to learn today about compensation and how to everything. You might have remembered the song, well, some of you might not, younger people, the song about the seasons. To everything, turn, you know. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. Anyway, we'll be talking about that a little more too. So for those of you who are brand new, welcome. You just walked into something special. This is a community built on one vision, freedom, through principle-centered leadership. And freedom is in every area of our lives. And our mission every single day is to help each person on this call develop what we call prosperity consciousness, which means learning to think and act in the way wealthy people think and act, not just money wealthy, but wealthy in mind, in purpose, in character, and in the way that we're showing up in life. And we meet Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, to study and mastermind on the laws of success. So if this is your first time, you're not crashing a party, you're right on time. And we have a special gift for you. It's called the Grow Rich Mastermind Collection, and it's completely free. Just reach out to whoever invited you to the call, and you'll gain access to that. And I'm confident you will love it. Before we get into today's reading, it's, like I said, Ralph Waldo Emerson's Compensation. I need to do an energy check. Are you committed to your goals and dreams? Do you believe that what you put out into this world comes back to you? Are you done letting fear run the show? Are you ready to help us make this one of the best masterminds ever? If so, let me hear you shout it in the lines. Is that unmute?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Flying high. Let's keep going. Have a good day. Glad to be on your live list. Let's go.
Yes, awesome day, beautiful day to be alive.
Thank you so much. I can hear Kathy. I can hear Christian. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love it. Okay, a couple quick things here. Let's see. First, if you haven't heard about the Freedom Fest yet, you need to. And I won't spoil all the details right now, but just know it's something you're going to want to be a part of. You do not want to miss it, and I know it's just going to be the very best one ever this year. With Mystic Music Night, with the things we get to learn at the trainings, but most of all, just being with each other and connecting on a live basis, learning and growing together. So get the details also from that person that invited you today, and I know you'll thank yourself for that. Our book of the month is the book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen, and there's a line from Eric's introduction that I love, and it fits with today's reading so well. He wrote, "If your motives are pure and greater than yourself, the world will conspire in its subtle way to help you." And hold on to that because it connects perfectly with what we're going to be reading today. So, all right, so our enemy of character, what we're working on this month of May, is fear. And I want you to hear what Ralph Waldo Emerson says about fear. He has a lot to say about it. the very man whose essay we're reading today, he says, fear always springs from ignorance. And then he gave us the cure. Do the thing you fear, and death of fear is certain. Ha ha, we have the cure. So keep that in mind as you read today. Emerson teaches us about compensation, about the law that governs what you give and what you receive. And it's actually the antidote to fear. So when you truly understand that what you put out comes back, when you trust the universe and that the universe keeps its books balanced, there's nothing to be afraid of. So stay on path. Oh, that's what he said too. Stay on the path that works no matter what. Oh, he didn't say it exactly in those words. Stay on the path that works no matter what. So we're going to read today, and let's notice how compensation and fear are connected. So first, before we open the book, I'd love to invite someone to come forward and lead us through our major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. I put the, the mode is right, so you just need to press *6 to come out so we can hear your beautiful voice. And who wants to come out and share today in our recitation? Don't be shy. This is a chance for you to step through the fear.
Oh, yeah.
Minister Christian.
Hello.
Fire starter. Love you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you too. Fisher, love you.
Yes, love you so much. Thank you for everyone who's here. Love you all on the call. We have the best family in the world on the best day. So glad to be on your live list. Hopefully I'm coming through clear enough. I'm going to read our major definite purpose. I'm going to read the major definite purpose that we all get to experience in our own unique way. Who are we? How are we going to seize the day today and get closer to where we want to be? Major definite purpose. By the day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of, I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life and I will never give up endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it out loud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. Thank you, thank you, thank you, family. Love you. Let's have the best day ever on the best call ever. Love you.
Oh, man. Mr. Christian, we love you, too. Thank you, thank you, thank you for stepping up, for leading us through that, for your positive energy, for your love. We're just so grateful for you and the power, the things that you bring to this community, your powerful energy, and all that you are. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. So let me unmute the lines, and let's let Christian know how much we believe in him and how much we love him, right?
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah. Oh, I had an experience today, but I have to share that a different time. Just being up really early with Callum and enjoying that time with him before I got on here, and recognizing that the law of compensation exists from even through transition, when thinking about my parents leaving the earth and thinking about Callum, his arrival. So, but we'll talk about that another time. I also want to share with you, I thought a lot about the message to Garcia, which we just finished up before today. And I shared some of those thoughts. Oh, and I started to write down, you know, I take a lot of notes anyway, but I wrote down a lot of what people were saying and the thoughts that I had and the words from the message to Garcia, and really kind of dug deep in it. And, of course, put those into lyrics. It's been helping me a lot to process things and to just grow in my own self more. So I hope you'll recognize some of those ideas as I play the song. I especially love the books that we get to read along the way, these extra credit books. Did I mention that? I don't know if I talked about that, the Book of the Month. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Okay, the Book of Elon. So, and I just love the other ones that come along the way. And so I don't know if you're listening to my songs, I hope those pop up to you and the ideas from some of those books along the way through the years that really have just helped my life. So let's see. The main message that I want to share with you from the song is break through the comfort, walk through the fear. It's why you're here. And without further ado, and I also want to say that some of you have asked about the words from the song. So if you like, I can post the words in our either the social feed and the Facebook group, actually. So anyway, without further ado, let me get that going for us. And I hope you enjoy it. I'll mute you so you can. Okay, one more thing. This song goes out definitely to Rita Joy with her beautiful low voice. Sultry.
The labyrinth shifts and slips as the comforts fade. You can sit in the dark and curse the choices made. Or you lace up your shoes and step into the wild with the faithful, unblinking courage of a child. The mind's a cage of yesterday and someday soon. Restlessness howling at a distant moon. But the quiet soul knows there is only right here. It's on that razor's edge where we shatter all fear. We don't need the critics complaining in loud. We need the one who moves, who stands out from the crowd. The soul awake alive and always leaning in. Who won't wait for storms to break before they begin. Carry the message. Carry the message. Don't wait for the road to be clear. Carry the message. Carry the message. The world has been waiting right here. For the one who go when the jungle grows thick. Who won't need a push, whose feet won't stick. Hand them the letter you came to deliver. The last. From the lack to the gold, it's the same quiet story that the patient once told. When you change how you look at the mountain ahead, the mountain dissolves into footsteps instead. And some of them rise before the sun has shone, pouring out their hours into seeds they have sown. No complaint, no fanfare, just the work of their hands. They love you into growing till you finally understand. It was never obligation, never duty, never debt to carry the message, cause they meant what they said. No book learning teaches this. No instructions cover things you miss. It's a strength inside the spine, the fire and the will, the choice to move your feet when everything uphill. My heart goes out to the one who works without a word, when nobody is watching and nobody has heard. Who does what is needed even when the road is lost? The one who carries the message, no matter the cost. Don't ask for permission, don't look for a sign. The jungle is clearing, let action refine. Confidence comes from the step and not the knowing. Faith is the hope when you can't see where you're going. Break through the comfort, walk through the fear. Carry your message, that's why you're here.
Well, that, I appreciate all of you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. All right. Today, we are beginning Ralph Waldo Emerson's essay on compensation. And this is part one. And I'm telling you right now, this man wrote something almost 200 years ago. It's going to feel like he's sitting in the room with us today, talking right to us. So, and it starts with a poem. Let me read that. The wings of time are black and white, pied with morning and with night. Mountain tall and ocean deep, trembling balance duly keep. In changing moon and tidal wave glows the feud of want and have. Gauge of more and less through space, electric star and pencil plays. The lonely earth amid the balls that hurry through the eternal hall. A make-weight flying to the void, supplemental asteroid. A compensatory spark shoots across the neutral dark. Man's the elm and wealth the vine. staunch and strong the tendrils twine. Though the frail ringlets be deceived, none from its stalk that vine can reave. Fear not, then, thou child infirm, there's no god dare wrong a worm. Laurel crowns cleave to deserts, and power to him who power exerts. Hast not thy share on winged feet? Lo, it rushes thee to meet, and all that nature made thy own, floating in air or pent in stone, will ride the hills and swim the sea, and like thy shadow follow thee. I really like that. And I found that Nikola Tesla once said, my belief is firm in a law of compensation. The true rewards are ever in proportion to the labor and sacrifices made. So now let's read what Emerson has to say. Ever since I was a boy, I have wished to write a discourse on compensation, for it seemed to me when very young that on this subject life was ahead of theology, and the people knew more than the preachers taught. The documents, too, from which the doctrine is to be drawn, charmed my fancy by their endless variety and lay always before me, even in sleep, for they are the tools in our hands, the bread in our basket, the transactions of the street, the farm, and the dwelling house greetings, relations, debts, and credits, the influence of character, the nature and endowment of all men. It seemed to me also that in it might be shown men a ray of divinity, the present action of the soul of this world, clean from all vestige of tradition, and so the heart of man might be bathed by an inundation of eternal love, conversing with that which he knows was always and always must be, because it really is now. It appeared, moreover, that if this doctrine could be stated in terms with any resemblance to those bright intuitions in which this truth is sometimes revealed to us, it would be a star in many dark hours and crooked passages in our journey that would not suffer us to lose our way. I was lately confirmed in these desires by hearing a sermon at church. The preacher, a man esteemed for his orthodoxy, unfolded in the ordinary manner the doctrine of the Last Judgment. He assumed that judgment is not executed in this world, that the wicked are successful, that the good are miserable, and then urged from reason and from Scripture a compensation to be made to both parties in the next life. No offense appeared to be taken by the congregation at this doctrine. As far as I could observe, when the meeting broke up, they separated without remark on the sermon. Yet what was the import of this teaching? What did the preacher mean by saying that the good are miserable in the present life? Was it that houses and lands, offices, wine, horses, dress, luxury are had by unprincipled men, whilst the saints are poor and despised, and that a compensation is to be made to these last after, by giving them the light gratifications another day, bank stock and doubloons, venison and champagne? This must be the compensation intended. For what else? Is it that they are to have leave to pray and praise, to love and serve men? Why, that they can do now. The legitimate inference the discipline would draw was, we are to have such a good time as the sinners have now, or to push it to its extreme import. You sin now, we shall sin by and by. We would sin now, if we could. Not being successful, we expect our revenge tomorrow. The fallacy lay in the immense concession that the bad are successful, that justice is not done now. The blindness of the preacher consisted in deferring to the base estimate of the market of what constitutes a manly success, instead of confronting and convicting the world from the truth, announcing the presence of the soul, the omnipotence of the will, and so establishing the standard of good and ill, of success and falsehood. I find a similar bass tone in the popular religious works of the day, and the same doctrine assumed by the literary men when occasionally they treat the related topics. I think that our popular theology has gained in decorum and not in principle over the superstitions it has displaced. But men are better than this theology. Their daily life gives it the lie. every ingenious and aspiring soul leaves the doctrine behind him in his own experience. And all men feel sometimes a falsehood which they cannot demonstrate. So I want to end there. So here's what I want to sit with today. Emerson says that the preacher made a mistake. He accepted the world's definition of success and told his people that they'd get their reward later. But what if the compensation's already happening? That's what I believe, folks. That's what I think is happening. And what if you're not waiting for someday, but what if the seeds you're planting right now are already growing? Where in your life are you seeing that? Are you seeing that? And I think that's just a powerful thing to think on. Tomorrow we're going to pick up, well, first I wanted to say something to you about this, if you guys have heard my song about still in my heart, thinking about my mom and my dad's passing and thinking about Nick, our great friend also, and then thinking about Callum's arrival, my grandson. And Emerson observes how light and dark, day and night, and life and death exist in like a natural cycle of balance. When I first read through this, maybe you guys as I was reading it are like, whoa, this is a lot. Like he speaks in such a different way and it's almost, well, a different language almost. But as I really looked at it, I was like, wow, there's what he's saying is there is a natural cycle of balance. And nature shows us that and our experiences will show us that. So that's what we're witnessing. And it's not like philosophy, but, you know, it's right there. I'm thinking about it. He was right there in my arms. I was learning about that this morning. So, and then he's in this stage right now, Callum is, which is called a period of purple crying. And I saw posters all over at the hospital. And so it starts when the baby's around 2 weeks and generally ends when they're about 3 or 4 months. And they go through this period, and some cry a lot more than others, and some cry a lot less, but they all go through it, and they reach this peak of crying around 2 months or so, and which is right where Callum is. And but Emerson meets this real life, this pain and joy, gain and loss, failure and triumph. It's all intertwined. So I was thinking, this crying isn't wrong. It's part, maybe it's part of the compensation for him arriving. Like there's a cost to every transition, even the sacred ones. Those are my thoughts about that. And I'm just grateful for the life that we have. And I feel like I love this call because we can continue to learn on these principles and we can reframe. We can find the truth and the truth can bubble up in our lives if we allow it to. And some of the things that we can do is the prayer, the music, the walking in nature, all of those are forms of meditation. And that's when you hear me say, breathe deep and seek peace. That's part of the opening or the awakening to those beautiful things that Emerson is trying to teach us or talk to us about. So, and I just am grateful for that. At the same time, I remember when my kids were young too, and I see their crying, and I also see sometimes they're stopping crying almost instantly and looking and focusing. I think they're learning to see, they're getting better at seeing, but I can't help but wonder if they don't see, like my mom did in her passing, the other side, where they came from. So anyway, those are just some thoughts I have on that. And I hope that you have some things that popped up for you and you can share where you've had experiences in your life, where you're seeing the law of compensation in your life. Tomorrow we'll pick up where Emerson starts to talk about polarity and how every single thing in nature has its opposite and how that balance plays out in our lives and our businesses and our characters. But for now, let's open up the lines, my favorite part, the mastermind. And I'm asking, you know, what hit you, what stirred something in you, maybe what you disagreed with. So Let me, this is a non-company specific call, so no mention of company names, system names, home business leader names, unless they're a part of the community. And this is a spiritual mastermind, not a religious mastermind, even though we were just talking about a preacher. That's not about all religion. That's just one sermon that he's talking about that really, you know, touched his heart and made him want to think about it. So this is a spiritual mastermind, but not a religious mastermind. So please avoid dogmatic religious terms and ideas as much as possible so we can have some good vibes. So the lines are in the right mode for you to press star six. Oh, no, they're not. I'm so sorry. So if you'll press star six to come out and then star six when you're finished so it can mute the lines for others to come on out and be heard. I appreciate you. Appreciate, love you. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So who would like to step out first? Come on down. Rita Joy. Good to hear your voice and kisses. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm never quite sure if I'm being heard or not. Oops, let me unplug this speaker so I can put it in my ear. Hi, Lori Sue. Hi, family.
Hi.
Wow. You are profound, and you bring us, you're like a gentle giant, the way you hold us in your hand, and you're so calm and relaxing, and I love the song. It's so groovy. It's got such a great groove. And your lyrics just pour out. I mean, there's so many great lyrics. Sometimes I think, I'm going to have to memorize this song, and I think, oh, my God, it's a lot of lyrics. I got to learn a lot. But they're like affirmations. They're such good lyrics to learn, you know. So I think it would be fun if we all picked a Lori Sue song and learned the lyrics. But thank you for putting one in a low voice, so maybe I'll be able to reach those notes.
But I hope so.
I know, it's beautiful. And, yes, the message, what is the message? That, you know, we've read that letter to Garcia through the years, and even this compensation. And sometimes it's like, what are they talking about? Like, I really need to look at it, print it out and read it and reread it and absorb what it's really saying. And but what you're talking about, babies, and then also passing transitions and stuff, you know, I can't help but think about it with Mama Jody. She's in there asleep still this morning, but 96. And, you know, it's been a tough year for her. And so I'm not naive. I sometimes think about what will it look like. And I read a little tiny book, but it was like the biggest book ever. And it's on hospice. It says if you're with somebody that's getting close to transitioning, and it's called Gone From My Sight. And I know you shared that poem. That's mm-hmm. that wonderful mm-hmm. poem about when somebody passes and you're on the shoreline and they're the boat. And then their boat is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And then when they reach the horizon, you can no longer see. They're gone from your sight. But the people on the other shore are saying, there she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes, and I'm getting chill bumps all over my body. And but this is a little bitty book. And my sister and I read it together over the phone. It took 10 minutes, and it was so big and profound because much of it is what I'm seeing. So, and this is written by somebody who's been with so many people as they transition. So I'm seeing a lot of it. You know, they say if they don't want to eat, don't force them to eat. There's a reason that when somebody gets close, mm-hmm. they starve their organs, because if your inside is real healthy and thriving, then it's harder to die. But you gradually take your organs with you. So it's deep, and I'm not meaning, it's really not a downer to me. It's a beautiful thing, and I have been in the presence of people who pass. I've held people in my arms as they take their last breath. For some reason, I'm always in that position. It's kind of, maybe that's my message. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to tear up. Maybe that's my my reason. I told Mom when I turned 70, I said, you gave birth to your caregiver, because it feels to me right now like my whole life is built, has prepared me for this time, mm-hmm. so that I can be that person for her. So it's just very deep. And the thing about the babies and how they can just stop crying, I don't know if y'all saw it. I have a good friend named Jessica, and there's this trending thing going on where people with babies, and you might try it with your little new grandson, that when they're crying out loud, you say, Jessica, and they just stop. And they look around,
mm-hmm.
and they
mm-hmm.
try to on a whole bunch of babies, and they always stop crying when you say, Jessica. I don't know if it's the mm-hmm. sound of the consonants. But anyway, it's a fun little thing to try. So birth, old mm-hmm. age, sickness, and death, those are four truths that none of us can avoid. We all go through birth, old age, sickness, and death. So
mm-hmm.
maybe we don't get to grow old, but that's the nature of aging. So I'm here for it, and I love all of y'all. Thank you for letting me share my heart.
Thank you. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for sharing it with us. I love that.
Shout out. Go ahead, please. No, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I love that when I'm holding Callum, too, and he's in that place, that when I'm breathing deep, I find that with little kids, too, that if you can get on their level or just breathe super deep with them, it does calm them. And I also found if I go out and just step on the deck of our place, especially in the morning, you can hear birds, you can hear crows. He will also get very quiet and be okay, too. So it's been just
what
really
a lucky
thing.
What a fortunate little baby. And I just wanted to shout out and send some love and prayers to Mama Elizabeth, just because I haven't heard her voice lately.
Yes.
So everybody send her some love. Okay. Love you, Lori C. Thank
you. Wave to Mama Elizabeth. Love you, too. Sending waves to Mama Elizabeth of love and health, prosperity.
Yes.
Hope to hear her soon.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. All right.
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
Wanda, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, family. good morning, family. Just an incredible song you played this morning. You always knock it out of the park, girl. Rita Joy, one to you. You know, girl, you are just such a kind soul. God has prepared you your whole life, right, to take care of Mama. It's such an honor and a privilege. You know, I mean, it just brings back so many feelings and memories for me, because we're coming up to Branson. You know, that's where Mama was when it all started. Mm-hmm. And I know, and I can feel the pain, you know, that, you know, what you're going through, but it's a beautiful thing. And know this, that it all works out. Everything works out. It's hard, but you're doing the right thing. Your mom knows you're there. She has a good life. Keep putting that piano in front of her and keep shining bright. And, you know, you have this community to lean on. And that's what's so special about this place and each and every one of you. You know, you make this place very special. And I just want to say I am so fired up and grateful for the other night, the live that we had, guys. I had to work at night, so I wasn't able to watch it, but I watched it the next day because I haven't been able to sleep. I am just so excited about what is possible for you and me. And everybody, I mean, but Paul and Mike, you guys are some badass marketers. Excuse my language, but you are some badass marketers that put your people first. And I want to say, man, my hat is off to you guys. I'm going nowhere, man. This is my family. I'm so passionate about what we have. I really believe that we can change the world with what we've got. And it's changed me. This is a product that moves the people when you apply yourself. I was never no leader, no technical person, right? I was just always a single mom that wanted a better life, 1% better. Like Paul said, he wanted to get out of that single wide trailer. I wanted to get out of Section 8, guys. I wanted so bad to get out of Section 8. And you know what? By the grace of God, right, he made it possible. The other thing I just want to share, just food for thought. You all know my girl, Anita Webb, right? You know my girls that I mastermind with every day. Well, Anita Webb gave this mat, and it said, $100,000 is coming to this home. Guys, it happened. Yeah, I did something where that $100,000 is coming to me in the time and at the proportion I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. That was like when Paul wrote that email about our friend that retired from UPS. Guys, what's possible for others is possible for you. If you keep your eyes on the prize, put your head down, and do the work. If you do the work, show up, don't give up, it's going to come to you. I'm nobody special. I'm just a girl with a dream. So I want to tell you, if it wasn't for you, Laurie Sue, Paul, Mike, Anita, Miss V, you know, Gail, all these people every single day pouring into me, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep going. Keep showing up. Don't let anybody steal your dreams. And know you're loved, you're valued, and you're worthy. So as always, do something good for somebody else in the space and knowing they can't repay you. I love you guys. Have an awesome day.
Well, thank you, Wanda. You are going somewhere. You're with all of us together. We're all going somewhere. Somewhere great. Keep it up. Did I hear Paul, maybe?
Miss Laurie,
hey,
too.
Laurie,
it's
too.
Gail.
Yeah. I'll let Gail go.
I got Gail and Paul. Okay, Gail.
Oh, I was going to say, better let the boss go first. But anyway, okay, thanks,
Don't
Paul.
Don't you dare call me that bad word. I am no boss. I am the anti-boss.
Yeah. But anyway, oh Miss Laurie Sue, you are the sweetest on the universe. I mean, your presentation, how you are, is how you represent, you know, our company and this call. You are so precious. I mean, I know we're all individual and we're all, you know, amazing. It's just that you have a gift. You know, you have a gift. I'm just thinking when you're talking, I wonder how she acts with the children when they're really, really bad and out of control. Like, I don't know if you know how to raise your voice or how to yell or how to get mad. I'm like, I would love to see that because you're so in control, so sweet, so, you know, powerful with the words that you're saying. And you've got our total attention, right? So I just, you know, it was really nice to hear you this morning. And also a little too close to my heart lately because I did lose my mom and my best friend within 6 months recently. And it was really, really hard. And, you know, I know we all have this circle of life, like the caterpillar and the butterfly. We do have it. We're going to lose people in our life. We have to accept that. But it's tough. It is tough. And, you know, the way you presented the reading and the talk today was really fantastic and fabulous. And I love what Rita Joy reminded me because I saw that video with the children crying. These are toddlers who are out of control and like having a fit and crying hysterically, and their parents cannot stop them. And in the video, they were just calling the name Jessica, like if she was a person somewhere, like in the house, in the room, and they're like, Jessica. And the kids like immediately stopped crying, and it was hysterical because there were like 10 of them, 10 examples of different children. And I was like, this is hysterical. And I never had children of my own, but I mean, boy, I wish I had an opportunity to test that because it's so funny. But, you know, we just enjoy what you said this morning, what you did. And I feel sorry for anybody who doesn't get the replay if they haven't been on today. But thank you again for your service, and everybody have a great day. I love you all. And back to you.
Love you so much, Gail. Thank you for all you are. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I have so much going through my mind. Oh, I know what I was going to say when you were talking about that, Anita Joy, about the saying their name. I saw the same thing with pets. It's hilarious. Right? The pet sitting right next to you, and you're like, and you start calling the pet's name, and they're the same way. They're like, hey, I'm right here. Hey. They start putting their paw on you, and they start jumping up in your face like, hey, I hear you calling my name. Can you not see me? It's really cute. Don't we love to hear our name? All right. So who else would like to come out? Paul. That's right.
Hey, Lori Sue. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And you're the boss of home business.
I'm no boss. I am a freedom crusader. No
you
bosses
are.
Allowed. No bosses
How about
allowed.
The master?
You know, everyone is welcome in the freedom crusading community except bosses. No bosses. I'll jump out. I have I was actually writing an email this morning, and I want to share it because I know that it relates to everything we do on this call, and I'm just going to share it. The subject line is the forgotten highlight reel, and it starts out, just finished up watching the forgotten highlight reel, a collection of quotes I'd gathered from my reading, pieces of light I've collected from pages of words written by humans for the benefit of other humans. I call this the forgotten highlight reel because it's nothing like the clips you'll see on ESPN or the nightly news. There you'll find shock, fear, and all-out war waged on your attention span. Society seems to have forgotten that truth, wisdom, peace, and clarity has been preserved for us in old books, and that it's felt and internalized for us when we slow down and sit with it. They want us to stand up and run. Anxious, worried, stressed, distracted. This is not the way. He alone serves God who serves all other beings, Vivekananda. The only true worship of God is the loving service of mankind, Ramakrishna. The greatest among you will be your servant, Jesus. These lines touch my soul and whisper truth. No matter what you do in life, these are truths we can stand on to lift our hands and touch joy. I was reminded of this morning as I was reviewing my highlight reel. I remembered two moments from yesterday that brought me joy, both planted in soil of truth from above. Yesterday, I was driving to drop off a check to a guy who takes care of one of my rental properties when my phone rang. I looked down and saw it was Albie. In our business, we don't spend a lot of time talking on the phone, so this was an unusual call. I answered. Albie apologized for calling because he knows how busy I am, then proceeded to thank me in the most sincere way you could imagine. What you've created is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I'm in awe. And then I tell him about Albie and his background, and he said, He made a post, and he wasn't sure if he should post it, and he said, what the heck, and he did. And then he got a message from one of his friends who said, Albie, that's the best post you've ever written. And we both started laughing because the post wasn't totally written by him. It was him plus AI plus a special sauce, you know, we mixed up together with this tool. But that's not the point. The point is this. I wrote, the call ended, but my smiles continued. The thing we'd created to serve the people we love had hit the mark. A few hours later, I saw a post from a lady named Dana who got started recently, and I recognized the style of post because it was the same. She'd created it using the same thing Albie created his post with. So I wanted to look like, hey, is this working? Is this working? You know, and she was getting engagement and responses, and I opened up the comments, and one of her friends had asked for more information, and I wrote, a lead, woohoo! So Dana, a brand new member, made her first post with our new tool and got a lead. And then I wrote, this brought me so much satisfaction and happiness because that's exactly what it was designed to do, and to see it working in the service of those it was meant to serve, wow! And anyway, and then Dana wrote something about, you know, her experience and, you know, kind of coming back and joining. But her last line that she wrote was after she saw this thing Mike and I had created, she said, wow, 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 all in caps. And then I wrote, that last line lit me up because of how much work, time, thought, and attention went into creating what she saw. one of the highlights for my forgotten reel is a quote from Elon Musk in our book of the month. And it was a quote that I thought a lot about when we were creating this thing. And the quote is, I want to build wondrous new technologies where you feel awe when you see it and say, how does that even happen? How is that possible? Of course, we're not building self-driving cars or sending rockets into space, but in our own little corner of the world and in our own little way, we're building things that inspire people with awe because of how they can be served by what we're creating to help them build freedom. And then Dana in her post had mentioned that she's been watching for years and years. And she said nice things like, you know, they stand up people, you know, have integrity and that matters. And I wrote that I was really excited that she noticed. And then I wrote, when Dana joined, a commission was paid, but what she said pays back in a way that a few dollars never could. If money is all you have in your paycheck at the end of the week, you've been grossly underpaid. We all know that quote, right? And then I said, I could stay here and hype you up and tell you how excited I am about benefit one, benefit two, benefit three, right? Because this is a sales email. But honestly, somehow all of that seems a bit small in comparison to what I wrote about above. Add more than you take from the world. Elon Musk. Love people, serve them, and work to be useful. Joy is found here. These are the big points in the forgotten highlight reel. And as I was writing that post, I just thought of this call and us and the things that we study and these big points. I mean, we come together on this call just to watch and share the highlight reel with each other. You know, the stars in the sky of thought, the highest we can reach for. And, you know, these things I think are really true. And it's so fun and rewarding to see them coming back and popping up in real life. So anyway, I just want to share. Also, Gail, you were in my highlight reel this morning. She said, stop playing for points and start playing for the love of the game. Gail Kindig. All right, back to you, Lori Sue.
Sweet. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, so true. I also want to point out, as far as highlights go, in the song that I played today, that special verse was just for you and Mike. Some of them rise before the sun has shone, pouring out their hours into seeds they have sown. No complaint, no fanfare, just the work of their hands. They love you into growing till you finally understand. And I just want to thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
Love you too, Lori, too.
It was never, I know there's times when you probably are frustrated, but the other line says it was never obligation, never duty, never debt. They carry the message because they meant what they said. And I think that's what I love most about you, Mike, is that I can hear Brett's voice, mean what you say and say what you mean, you know, but just don't be mean. It's not like, oh, they got it all covered. So thank you.
So Lori Sue.
Yeah. Hi, Rita Joy. Come on.
So, hi, and I love what everybody has shared, and I just wanted to do my due diligence. And for anybody who might want this, because my sister's friend told her about this little book, and that's why she ordered each of us a copy, and we read it together. But if anybody wants it, it's called Gone From My Sight, The Dying Experience. The lady's name is Barbara Karnes, K-A-R-N-E-S. And her quote with her picture in the front of the cover says, there's a normal, natural way of dying. My materials are written to guide and support anyone who finds themselves addressing end-of-life situations. The goal is to help people have a positive experience so everyone involved will have a sacred memory to carry with them. Barbara Karnes, RN. So I just wanted to give her props and credit and, have that resource out there for whoever might need it, because, boy, was it ever right on time for us. So thank you. Love you.
Perfect. Thanks for sharing. Thank you. Coming from my sight. Awesome. By Van Dyke. That's the author of that poem. All right. I see new names in the back office, which is really exciting. I hope that you'll come out and just say hi.
Aw, yeah.
All right, Mr. Christian.
Lori Sue, appreciate you, appreciate, love you. Can you hear me?
Can hear you loud and clear and soft as butter.
Oh, yeah. Pouring the butter on the buns we've been baking for the whole call. I love it. But man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of the Creator. And not only does he speak, he sings. And you've been making some beautiful music, Lori Sue. Love that song you made. You know, for me to just continue to listen to music, which has been a gift, it just transports me to a better place. You know, in our Never Give Up Entertainment that, you know, Rita Joy and I both work, have been working on for almost 20 years. I can't say almost 20 years, but yeah. Almost. I mean, we've been saying never give up for a while, and then never give up turned into an actual motion. But it's all about spreading happiness through music. We've always had a never give up spirit. Life is win or lose. Life is victory or defeat. There is no in between. So we know that as long as we never defeat it, as long as we never give up, then that is the truth. And then, of course, you take those words to heart and you make it into a beautiful song. And we did that. And you're doing that, Lori Sue. You know, you're the producer. You are the director. You take the time to sit down and create like someone at a potter's house where you're taking the clay and you're molding it. You didn't invent the clay. But you took the time to mold it, to have it turn into something that you wish to see in the world. You're being the change you wish to see in the world. So you can easily sit down and write music about anything, but what you choose is what you choose to make. So I appreciate your creations, and they go hand in glove with our community and our Freedom Crusader movement. Can't wait to experience more of this music at Freedom Fest, which is coming up very close. We're going to have some great things lined up.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best Freedom Fest ever. And, of course, you know how we do it on Mystic Music Night. We continue to rise and rise and rise. And I want to just say real quick about the message of Garcia, how you mentioned the message. And, you know, as I close out, because I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, when we talked about that message, and then you said that song you wrote, that, you know, share your message, tell your message. And then DNA popped into my head because I've always heard that DNA has certain codes and certain messaging. So while we're on the phone, I'm listening. I like to dual task or like double task or whatnot. I do more than one thing. I'm just built like that. I can think and work at the same time. And so this call inspires me. And as I asked ChatGPT or I did my research, it says your DNA is a biological bridge connecting you to every generation that came before you. Inside your genetic code are inherited patterns passed down from your mother, father, grandparents, and ancestors stretching back thousands of years. Traits such as facial features, body structure, skin tone, muscle ability, temperament tendencies, disease resistance, and even certain behavioral predispositions can be carried through this ancestral chain. In this sense, DNA acts like a living archive, a message written across generations that says you came from somewhere and the story of your people lives within you. So I just wanted to mention that we do have a message. The only thing that can stop that message from coming out is our own fear and doubt of the message that we uniquely have in us. We know DNA and fingerprints are uniquely ours. We uniquely have a message. And I thank you so much for that song, reminding us in a beautiful way to share that message with the world. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're born to be in this world. Love you, family.
Awesome. Thank you. Be the change. They live within you. You came from somewhere, and the architect of the universe built a stairway leading somewhere great. So go out there and make it a great day and spread love everywhere. Smile at everyone you see, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye for now.
I told you that till the day that she had
a
choice. No kidding. I wonder if she did fail police training.
have the best faith of me. We only get one at a time.
She just stands like she's in control.
Thanks, Lori Sue.
There is not one thing about her that says you can take advantage of me.
Someone lay the
pipes in the ground. Are you my sweet girl? On my back. So many hands I'll never shake. Yes, you are. I'm grateful for that. Yes,
you smile.
I gotta get going, sweet one. Keep going and have a fantastic day. I gotta get going. I'm going to take this on her. Did you need anything else about Shelby? Any Shelby. About Coco? Because I think I'm going to take that. I'm going to try calling around and seeing if... Hot water from the tap. Shoes beside the door. A warm cup in my hands. Who could ask? A mind that starts to shift when I choose what I see. The good things start to show up when I look for them in me. It's the smallest things that change everything when you finally see.
Before I walk out the door, I already know the day is on my side because I said so. Thank you for another day. Thank you for this life I get to live.